Now the latest on the firestorm over Instagram. The popular mobile photo sharing service says it will remove language from its new terms of service, suggesting that your photos could appear in ads. The language appeared in updated policies announced on Monday and scheduled to take effect January 16th. After an outcry on social media and privacy rights blogs, the company is clarifying that it has no plans to put users' photos in ads.
But Instagram maintains that it was created to become a business and would like to experiment with various forms of advertisements to make money. Instagram doesn't currently run any ads. As of now, the free service has no way to make money and brings in no revenue to its owner, Facebook. A little while ago, Dimitri talked about this with Ken Holborn of Data Doctors.
In a word, I think what they're saying is, whoops! I think they are clearly stating that what they intended to get across and the way that their update was translated, they want another shot.
What does this mean for all of our photographs on Instagram and how they are used?
Well, what it means is that Instagram learned a lesson. I think we shouldn't jump to any conclusions. There's no reason to jump out there and delete your Instagram account. We need to see exactly where the pendulum swings next. You know, it kind of went really over the top when it comes to privacy. I think it's going to swing back. I think they realize how important it is that they make their users happy. So I think you're going to see a substantially different approach to explaining what they're trying to accomplish.
Earlier in the day, you guys at Data Doctors heard from people who say, that's it, I'm deleting my Instagram account, and even some saying, forget about Facebook altogether, I don't want to mess with it anymore. Do you call that an overreaction, or do you call that an understandable reaction, given the what the first Instagram statement was saying?
It's an understandable overreaction. You know, when news like this comes out, then, you know, obviously there's a lot of firestorm. We just saw this with, you know, a lot of incidents recently where people just jump to conclusions and they kind of take on a life of their own. There's a couple things I think that we can learn from this. One is everyone using social media has to really understand that if you're using a free social media product, you are not the customer, you are the product. And if you understand that you're the product, that means what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're posting is of interest to advertisers. And essentially, that's what the Instagram terms of service was trying to get at, is the fact that these pictures could be used in marketing and advertising, and they're calling it unique advertising opportunities. These are all very ambiguous things that we don't know what they mean. However, it is really important that people get a proper understanding that you are the product, not the customer.
So keep snapping those photos and keep manipulating them through Instagram if you choose, but know this, that it's not really 100% your property. Am I right in that?
Well, anybody that thinks that anything that they put on the internet is somehow something that they can control hasn't really been paying attention. If you're willing to put anything on any network, even if you think it's private, you have to assume that at some point it can become public. Anything that I share with just my friends, any one of my friends can share, and now it's public. Any of these situations can occur, not to mention the fact that terms of service for a lot of these services allow them to use your posts, your pictures, in either marketing on the network itself or to third parties. So, I mean, that's just the reality of these free services, and that's really important people have a proper perspective.
Are you going to do anything different with your Instagram account tonight, and should we follow your example if so?
Not at all, because first of all, we have quite a bit of time before the trigger date occurs next month. And secondly, I think we're going to see a lot of mea culpa anyway from Instagram. We're already starting to see that. If you read through what they say, they plan on reprinting another terms of service, which again will be completely digested and manipulated by everybody out there. And so this is going to continue on for the next week or so. I'd say just hang tight, let the smoke clear, and make your decision based on the best information in about a week.
Ken Colburn with the Data Doctors. He joined Dimitri on Skype.